time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show falls into my series on organic gardening because by the very end, we are going to make your beautiful butterfly garden the oasis around your home. We're going to turn it into an organic butterfly garden. So by the end of this show, your property will be more beautiful for years to come. We're going to get perennial flowers, and these are low maintenance. They come back year after year. You know, it does take some muscle at the very beginning, but once it's completed, the compliments and the butterflies will be abounding. So you're going to have this collage, cool word, of color with all the different flowers that'll be going on, and we'll get into all that, and also the different types of butterflies that you can attract with this. So the first thing we need to do is let's start with the location. Well, do you want a sun garden, which is the best, or do you want a shade garden? And sometimes your property will dictate what you have, whether you have lots of sun, lots of shade. And in my instance, I have both sun and shade, so I've created different types of gardens. So we'll call them different zones around the property. So we need to discuss right now, okay, so what is it going to look like? We need to draw up a schematic or a plan. So where do we find this? Wait for that rainy day. And the rainy day, and you're going, well, I can't do much. Well, then head to your local library, and local libraries are just great places. And as I travel around the country, I just, you know, find myself, you know, in something's not going on or that rainy day. And I went in the local library in Gardner, Montana, this tiny little library. It's just really a cool place. And you could look out the window, believe it or not, and you could see an elk walking by. So life is pretty good there. But if you don't head to the local library, how about heading to a local bookstore? And, you know, the Barnes and Nobles of life, and there's so many other ones that are out there. And I like the smaller little shops as well. And you're looking for a book on perennial gardens and some books on companion planting. Because think about this. You can plant different herbs right inside your perennial garden. When I want sage, I actually can go to my perennial garden in the front there and get some sage. I have it planted close to the house. So even in the winter months, you'll get sage growing because it's warmer. Your house is emanating some heat out there. And sometimes I could even dig under the snows and cut up some sage. So just a little bit on that companion planting thing there. You know, that's just helping each other. So you want to find a perennial garden book. And many of them actually have plans for butterfly gardens. And some of you, hey, you have your creativity. And it's almost like some people, when they are cooking, they look at a recipe and then they begin to say, no, and they make it their own. Well, maybe you can do that. And if you can't do that at the beginning, as the years go on, I'm sure you will make it your own. Now, if you have more than one area to develop, the front, the back, the side, the sun's going to dictate the type of garden. The key is to create different themes and the different plants used. So you can draw the schematic once you've learned enough or copy one from a book. Most, you know, offer just so many different plans. And I'm sure you know that this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, starting that garden, invest in good soil. The amendments, you want to put some humus inside of there. And if you want to know all about composting, you want to know about anything that deals with organics, you can actually log on to Joey B TV, JoeyBee.tv. I film with my great friend Inspector Dave in his organic garden, and you'll see some of the organics around my property as well. And you can actually watch some of our adventures, and it's a great learning tool. You know, people want to see things, so I'm going to tell you that. And if you have a question or a comment, and you just want to like shoot one by me, maybe I missed something on this show or something on the show just, you know, sort of excited the mind, you could tweet me at Joey B Outdoors. That's JoeyBee Outdoors. Now, when you're creating that good garden at the very beginning and you're putting some of you may purchase some topsoil. Some of you just may have some great soil around your house and there you go. And you just want to mend it a little bit. I'm going to tell you that if you're going to rent a rototiller, local hardware store, it's going to save your back tremendously. You want a rear tine rototiller. And most of the newer ones out there, if you're renting, they're rear tines. A lot of the older ones are back tines. And I'm going to let you know that you will bounce all over the place, especially if it's a rocky soil. When I first moved into the property that I'm on now and I was creating one of my perennial gardens in the back, I am telling you, one of my buddies said, hey, you can keep this rear tine one. So I get the rear tine one, and I'm wondering why he's so generous in giving me this. I am telling you that great upper body workout, but I bounced all over the yard as you're, you know, digging up the soil, hitting into rocks and all that. So you want those front tine ones. Now, when you're purchasing plants, you know, do careful homework about the selection. Visit a few local nurseries, one that sells plants, not kids. I had a little bit of my humor there. And you should also know that the prices are going to vary. And sometimes people want to buy these big old, you know, you'll see like landscapers when they're putting plants in near someone's home, they put these big old plants in and they're very expensive. Well, I'm going to tell you first, check with some of your neighbors, some of your friends, your relatives, because some of them have gardens going on and splitting the crop. And splitting a crop is simply this. You just dig up the plant, you safely cut up the root mass, and you take a piece of it, you thank them very much, and off you go. And at times when your plants, as your garden grows over the years, and your flowers get too large, your hostas, whatever you have, get too large, you're going to cut them up and divide them and put them on other parts of your property, so you're actually saving money that way. And sometimes what I will do is I'm looking for smaller plants, less expensive, 1 gallon pots, and sometimes well-swept herb farm, they have even tinier pots there, and I'm buying smaller things. But sometimes I'll see, maybe I want to put a lot of purple cone flower, and I see a larger 2-3 gallon one, knowing that I can cut it up into fours, and sometimes if it's huge, cut it up into six. So you can cut it up with a, you know, it's the back of your shovel. You know, you can cut the root mass up. Just be careful and safe, and always make sure you have boots on when you're doing things like that. When you're working in the garden, I would recommend boots anyway. But you can save a lot of money that way. So here's your Joey B, you know, money-saving tip. If you need two of the same plant, you know, split the crop by four, divide it up, and, you know, you can use, I guess, share is the right word. Share it with your neighbors. So maybe you just purchased a plant that they didn't have. You were given some plants for them and say, hey, look, I've got this hosta I know that you don't have. So, you know, and that's the cool thing about gardening anyway, is just sharing with each other. Now, remember, this is a butterfly garden. You're going to want to dig up some milkweed, and you can typically find near railroad tracks and all that. And the milkweed, it's going to attract monarch butterflies, the orange, black, and I was going to say black and blue, but yellow and black butterflies. And you're helping nature because their numbers happen to be very low in our country right now. So that is good. Now, here's the cool thing. The larva, because the milkweed itself has a toxin, a poison inside of it, but the monarch butterflies lay their eggs on there, and here's an association, so here's the ecology going on. And the larva will actually eat the leaves, get the toxin in their body, and when they become adults, they still have this toxin in their body. So we'll just say a blue jay is flying along, sees a monarch butterfly, and goes, man, that'd be a great meal. Zips down, bites into him, spits him out, and that's the only monarch he'll ever put in his mouth because he realizes it tastes nasty. But you have to also remember that the milkweed is a weed, and a weed seed, either through the seeds that it perfuses out of there or the rhizomes, you need to control this, because I put some milkweed in, and I put milkweed in one part of my property, and I have it everywhere, every corner, so you need to make sure that you are controlling that. And with that, I'm going to ask you to develop the borders of your garden, and I found an easy way to do this is to use hostas. Because there's so many different varieties. There's hostas that love the sun, hostas that love the shade, and they all flower at different times of the year. Now watch how cool this one is. My latest blooming hosta in August, it attracts the hummingbirds when they're migrating through. So I'm helping nature, and I'm seeing all of these different hummingbirds as they're coming through. So, you know, let's just think about, we want it to be a butterfly garden, but we can have so many other things going on. And we could also attract inside of there, we can also attract in honeybees. Now, honeybees are very docile because some people go, oh my goodness, honeybees and I don't want bees. Well, Joey B, guess what? And it's funny, Joey B, who happens to be allergic to bees. I mean, when I go into Inspector Dave's garden, I am near his beehives and I go right next to them and I have no problem at all. Honeybees are just, they're as gentle, no pun intended, gentle as could be. Well, we have colony collapse disorders, which are affecting the bee population in our country, the pesticides. So that's why we want to get to organics. We don't want anything sprayed near. And again, you may have your pets running through. You may have your children running through. Just you working in the gardens. So we want to, you know, make sure that we are as organic as we possibly can. And now in that organic garden, you want to also put some of your favorite annual flowers, flowers that come back or they lay seed, and you also want to put some of your herbs inside of there because let me tell you, you can have some great beauty, some great color, and things like petunias, and people will say, well, they're annual flowers, and I'm going to let you know if you live in a climate that's not real harsh and you cut your petunias down real low, almost to the ground, and you will find that you will get them to grow for two or three seasons. So that's just something. And then some of you will grow some of your perennials, and if as you go through those books, some make great cut flowers. So you're actually getting cut flowers for the inside. And sometimes you're going to a neighbor's house, family's house, and instead of going out and buying flowers, you're saying, "I," and it just means so much to you, and it's a great gift. It's like you grew these at your house, and it's added beauty inside your home and your friends and neighbors' homes too. So over time, you're going to develop like what flowers are your number ones. Mine is definitely the purple cone flower. I mean, I love this flower. For those of you that take the herb echinacea, that actually is the root. Native Americans used to use it. Echinacea, it's the root of the purple cone flower. So you get a little education going on here too. And that is to ward off colds. So there's something for you to think about. At the end of the season, I leave some of the seed heads up of the purple cone flower, because some people will just like cut their flower gardens down, like, down to the ground, trying to, I guess, clean it up in the fall. Well, the goldfinches, they love the seed of the purple cone flower. So I'm helping nature a little bit. And plus, think about this, and I do feed the birds, and there are so many other my other shows, and I talk about birds and bird feeders and bird houses and all that. Well, this is helping them a little bit too. Now, the garden accents with bird feeders. You want to watch my show. I actually have an episode on when to feed on Joey B TV. And you can listen to my other shows, on obviously, on Joey B Outdoors. Now, bird baths. It's important also in that bird bath, you wash it out all the time. And Inspector Dave in his gardens, he just has them where he just flips them up, rinses them out, puts fresh water inside there. But it's also a butterfly bath. And butterflies, they need to drink water as well. But here's a cool fact about that. Butterflies, they don't want to get anything more than like their feet wet or barely. So you can build little islands in there. You can put tiny little rocks that they could stand on that are outside the water. So you built that little island. Some people will put little sandy areas inside of it. So that is one way, because now your bird bath is also your butterfly bath. So that garden accent. A lot of people actually will put sundials inside there, and you can put old wagon wheels. I actually find some unique rocks by some of them by type and shape. Again, being an environmental scientist, I mean, I'm always looking for some geological thing would just make my day. And you can be creative, put a rocking chair out there. And you can put outdoor tables and chairs, because sitting out, and what I'm telling you, when you're having company, especially if you have the shade garden, sitting out in the summertime, surrounded by your gardens, it is, I use the word in the show already, spectacular. It truly is. And you know what's funny? You can find at garage sales and sometimes curbside, you can find some of your cooler accents. People say, I don't want this anymore. And you just say, well, thank you very much. Well, then you could also add inside there some birdhouses. And you can do some themes inside there. I have one relative. She has statues of elves. No, not Elvis, but elves inside there. And then, once again, Inspector Dave, local beekeepers, bees. And there really is a bee highway, so this is important. If you have beehives somewhere near your property, the bees actually travel on a specific highway. They go up and down. If you watch it, it's so cool. But that you need to make sure that you stay outside of that highway and you're good. Now, you need to take a look at the water requirements. This is part of the planning. you can do rain barrel collection, and there's some mosquito netting that you can put over it. It goes over the top, so the larvae, and you can prevent that. And some people will build little water ponds and pond features, and they sell these products that are called dunks, and they are organic, and you put them inside there, and they will kill the mosquito larvae as well. So water features are just really pretty to have, also really pretty to listen to. Sometimes even at a distance, they're just sort of soothing, and it's on your property somewhere, you know. And it's an inexpensive way of getting water to your property. And I like to use an edging shovel because you could cut a straight line. Now watch how cool this is. One of my hoses on my property, obviously attached to my house, I actually, with a spade, I will actually cut a simple little line, maybe about 3 or 4 inches deep, just straight down, but a straight line all the way out to back to one of my perennial gardens. And what I simply do then is I take that hose and I sink it underline in that little cut that I put. Just literally, I push the hose in there, cover it, bury it underground, and bring it all the way up. So there's, I mean, simple little ways of getting water to different parts of your property. One thing you must do, though, is at the end of the season, you need to unattach the hose from your house and you need to blow out the line. Blow out the line means get the water out of the line, because if it freezes, that hose will crack underground. So your inexpensive thing does. So we want to just make sure, because water does expand by 9% when it's frozen. There's the environmental science fact of the day, but you needed to know that. So that's something. And, you know, most important, let's become an organic gardener. You know, the media bombards you, whether it's magazines, social media, television commercials, about using chemicals. And the chemicals and are including fertilizers, too. So let's talk about two inexpensive purchases that you can do. Kelp, which, and I'll just give you one thing, believe it or not, helps with stress reduction. No, you can't drink it as a human, but it does help plants, and especially as you're transplanting, but throughout the season, it helps with a few other things. And fish emulsion. And fish emulsion is, you can use both of these in your vegetable garden, whether you're container grown or actually have your own gardens, but you can use them in your garden. So now you don't have any chemical on your property at all. And these organics create a healthier you, creates a healthier family. And if you live in a city, you can follow all the steps we spoke about using containers. And there are books on container growing, and I actually have one of my shows on Joey B TV. We've got one there. So whether it's a city, the suburbs, the countryside, make your part of the earth a better place to be, and most important, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. That was awesome.